What's going on, everybody? It is Woody, and it is this is the 35 Volume 2 commentary track. So I've been putting up this commentary track on the subreddit just to kind of give a verbal version of the production notes, kind of what happened, what 35 is all about. The last one's a little bit more introductory, but I left the house today because I had to run an errand, and on my way back, I decided to stop and get coffee. For those of you guys who don't know, coffee is my lifeblood, and coffee is the biggest collaborator of all on this 35. So some of you guys are like, man, 35 audios, however that works. It's coffee. It's all because of coffee, basically. Not the only reason. So another batch of audio is a little bit over an hour this time, 75 minutes. And we'll just got to go from audio to audio, just telling you basically what these are all about. The first one is Stalking You, and Stalking You is my backroom blowjob break time audio. And, you know, I do a lot of, like, so things where I can kind of have a kind of a hook or something that helps me to get into the mindset of recording this. So that for me was the time limit of, you know, like 7 minutes or however short my break was. So I wrote it from that perspective. But then I was also thinking about the holidays and about how, you know, when you go into waiting in a line, all these people are working these really long shifts, and you're stuck in retail and whatnot, and taking that for granted and stuff. But, you know, retail, office workers, whatever industry you're in, we all have to go shopping at one point or another. So there's a break kind of perspective. So writing this was really tricky because I don't usually write this kind of character. I kind of write more soft-spoken, like, hey, maybe you want to, that sort of thing. So I really had to kind of get out of my mindset to be like, well, look, I'm going to compliment you. I know what I'm after. This is going to happen, you know? And I think it's because, like, naturally I live to give. Like, I can't write anything but that. So this time I had to write a little bit differently where I was like, well, I still had to make the bargain of like, yeah, I'm going to give, but I'm going to take from you first, that sort of thing. So the sound effects are really fun to make in this. I had a, like, spit take, which is really cool. And then, of course, like, you know, leading up to the moment, you know, like when my alarm goes off, all that was really fun to kind of record and get into the mindset of. But kind of this is another audio where the kind of the thrill of being in the moment motivates you to finish, you know, quicker. So that was one of the things that I really enjoyed about this. The next one is probably gonna, I can't fit everything I feel about this next one in the space that we have here. It's called Baristiality. And even from there alone, like, and my laughter as a result of it, I'm a punny guy. So I'm of course gonna start with, like, or put in a pun somehow in my title. So the collaborator Clumsy and I, we worked on, like, how this would basically unfold. The idea was I was always going to be a bird, but how would a bird flirt with a girl, and what would a girl do in response? So the bird has, obviously, like, the mating dance, and I don't know how I don't know if there's an actual mating dance a pigeon has, but I mean, it certainly I did my best to dance and stuff. So I wanted to do something with the bird voice. So I recorded the cooing in a separate, like, little track. And then my main voice was a British dude, which has nothing to do with pigeons at all. I don't know if that's what you see when you think of pigeons or something, but I just thought I liked the spirit of the voice, and I was like thinking about writing something that was at least capturing at least the zaniness and the improbability of the situation. Like, no, a bird doesn't have the sense of smell that most people do, so you can't tap into that. Obviously, they're not very, you know, sight-minded, so they don't have a good sense of sight, but they can see enough to be like, oh, yeah, something's going to happen. And whether or not the mating dance is mesmerizing or the barista character, like, felt a bond, I mean, none of those things are really, it doesn't go as deep as most of the audios and the feelings based audios that I tend to do. So this is more of a silly one. I thought it was funny, and I think Clumsy did a great job in the audio. So I hope you guys like it. Hopefully it gives you some laughs. And it's honestly, it's kind of like sweet and cute still at the same time. So if you're not grinning throughout, you know, the whole thing, I mean, then I failed basically as a creator. The next two audios are not too old, not too young. And this was a kind of a split between a body worship sort of thing, where all the body, you know, parts or the things that I would admire about a person are put on display. But I didn't just want to keep it to that. Like, it started off as a I don't care about your age sort of writing. And then I thought that it would be good if I split it between two audios. So for people who think that they're younger than me or older than me, like, kind of, you know, squashing that philosophy or squashing that mindset of it doesn't matter your age. Like, look what I appreciate about you. So I had a tough time with this because I wrote it to be very, like, somewhat argumentative, but like, look, like, don't be dumb. You know, and that's not really a sexy way to get your point across. So I had to soften it a bit when I performed it again. And then, of course, I didn't want to objectify. So you have to be specific to the things that I like about women and the things that I appreciate about women. But also a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of dominant, but also more importantly, like, on my knees for you, that sort of thing. Like, I do, like, worship that, you know, and that's the whole, that's what I wanted to come across is, you know, I go speechless sometimes when I am around such beauty. So, certainly being vanilla, I mean, and being kind of soft-minded, I don't get to the dirty talk as much, but I think that, you know, this volume's, or this week's, you know, audios kind of represent, like, the soft spaces that I hope to be in when it comes to recording that. Then we have Sucker Punch Chapter 2. Or actually, no, after Not Too Old, Not Too Young, it's Nakato Kato's Tunex, which I absolutely love. I think that this one takes a complete, like, different space than Melt in the previous week. So Melt is very spiritually, like, windy and open, and Kato's is very mysterious and, like, kind of alluring and, like, draws you in. So that's one of the things that I really liked about her performance in this, is that it's not very cut and dry. It's very, like, you know, there's the, you have the registers obviously being a little bit different between Melt and Kato, and all the performers that take place in 2NX, they've got unique, wonderful voices. So to be able to find what works for them is it's kind of a special thing. So she wanted something, like, really up-tempo and charging. I was like, well, can I do that? You know, that sort of thing. I wasn't certain if I could do that, but I did my best, and I actually went with more of, like, a Boards of Canada chilled kind of vibe to it, but still a little mysterious. So I did like that. So the interesting thing about that is, and how that collaboration came together was, like, Kata was like, yeah, you know, I would love to take part, but we couldn't find anything that we could do together. And I was like, well, what about 2NX? And so she's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, I think it works. And of the five that I've made, that one is probably the most, like, mysterious to me, which makes it kind of special, you know, like, kind of important and key to me. Sucker Punch Volume, or Chapter 2, I should say, volumes, chapters, parts. Sucker Punch Chapter 2 is another one that's kind of, like, really interesting. So this is the first of five of the plungies that basically get revealed in the story. And it's a fun little introduction to, you know, hey, this is how it all goes down. So we've got the plungy popping his head up from the punch, and then we have what it really ends up being is, like, you're going to hear five different stories. It's not just the same thing that happens every time. Like, the characters' personalities, so Grady's personality being a little bit deviant, but also, like, sweet and, like, you know, then she's got a little kind of a zany side to her. Yandere, I think I'm saying it right. I don't know for sure. But kind of like the deranged side. Loving and deranged. And then also, like, I'm going to eat a tentacle, you know? I'm going to enjoy, like, chewing on this flesh. So, Lola did a great job. And I think that her performance just kind of throughout the whole thing just kind of puts a smile on your face. Really makes you think about, not about squids, but it's another one where it's like, well, it's a great story. And like, that's the whole point of a fairy tale, is kind of reintroduce that wonder that you wouldn't normally see in performances like that. So I think she did a great job. And the last performance is Make Womb for Me. And I collabed with Daddy's Little Kitten on that. And, yeah, that one was very fun. And also another kind of an oddball one. I put some details in the production notes. You know, Jell-O placenta tarp sex isn't something that would pop up as a tag typically. But I wanted to not just keep it there. Like, that's the origin point. Like, that's a kink that maybe nobody's ever thought of, but that's the whole magic with this community, is that it doesn't matter if you've thought of it or not. All that matters is that you can record it, you can write it, you can do it. And I think that Daddy's Little Kitten did a wonderful job with what was, you know, scripted, but I trusted her voice, you know, and I trusted that she would be able to bring to that character of, like, what is going on. But you know what? You know, we're married, and if you think it's going to help, I'm going to try it. Sound effects were fun to put together on that one. That's probably one of the most production-intensive ones in the 35, save for, you know, there's a few others. But I really appreciated that she was so game for it. You know, we had talked about collabing before, and I was like, yeah, let's try this idea. I'm super excited about Volume 2 being out, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Volume 3 is coming out next week. That one's going to be at least 4 hours. There's a 3-hour audio in the middle of that. So just a heads up for those of you guys who are maybe following or wondering what's happening. There's a really fun one coming up. It's 3 hours in full, but I'll be sure to pull highlights and stuff. As always, check the subreddit for early stuff and bonus content, all that good stuff. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoy 35 Volume 2.